This April, the EarthX 2024 Congress of Conferences is the sustainability summit you won't want to miss. 5 days of conferences covering the built environment, the natural environment, e-capital, oceans, and conservation. EarthX brings together people from all sides to engage in powerful conversations, from business executives, nonprofits, and educators in energy, tech, media, and beyond, for one important mission: protecting our planet. Please join us and register at earthx.org. Use code EXGREEN20 and receive a 20% discount off your registration. Want to know how you too can be a force for nature? Head on over to forcesfornature.com and sign up to receive a free guide with practical actions that you can start taking today. I'm Crystal DiMicelli, and welcome to the Forces for Nature show. Do you find yourself overwhelmed with all the doom and gloom you hear of these days? Do you feel like you, as just one person, can't really make a difference? Forces for Nature cuts through that negativity. In each episode, I interview someone who's doing great things for animals and the environment. We talk through the problem they're addressing, the solution they have found, we'll keep them going, and we'll leave you with practical action tips so that you too can become a force for nature. Well, it's been quite the ride this year, am I right? The holidays are quickly descending upon us, and every year, instead of Christmas cards, I send out a holiday email recapping on the past 12 months. To that end, I've been sitting here reminiscing and still incredulous as to how it all rolled out. In some ways, COVID forced us to throw sustainability to the wind. The use of disposable masks, takeout containers, and single-use plastic grew exponentially. However, carbon emissions decreased, nature had a chance to rebound a bit, and many Americans spoke up and voted for a president with strong climate change policy aspirations. At the end of the day, despite the crappy moments, I feel fortunate for the good that happened. Don't get me wrong, beyond a doubt, it's been a whirlwind with many unanticipated stressors, like getting stuck out of the country I called home because of COVID border closings for 7 months. It's Colombia, for those of you who don't know. But one of the reasons I got into podcasting was because it's portable, and I was able to continue interviewing some incredible forces for nature. And I received updates from some of them that I want to share with you. Paul from Save Pangolins told me that they now have a program that empowers young men and women to become the next generation of pangolin conservation champions. Maya from the Green Amendment Movement continues to promote the beneficial impacts of having a right to clean air, water, and nature, with Pennsylvania again referring to its Green Amendment to stop the clear-cutting of a forest in Delaware County. Rosamira of Proyecto Titi completed the planting of close to 9,000 saplings of 21 species of native trees to help in the reforestation of areas within a reserve, which were previously used for farming and cattle ranching. Peggy of We Act for Environmental Justice has been busy playing key roles in getting bills and laws passed regarding extreme heat for vulnerable communities, prohibiting the use of PFAS chemicals in food packaging, and providing regular counsel to the President-elect's transition team on environmental and climate platforms. Nina from the International Rhino Foundation hinted to us in her episode about new Javan rhino babies. Well, it's official. Two were born, bringing the population of this critically endangered species up from 72 to 74 individuals. Brandon from Rare's Make It Personal campaign recently talked about the 7 behaviors for climate impact with the Weather Channel. And last but not least, Ryan from Ryan's Recycling passed the 1 million cans and bottles recycled mark in September of this year, and he was a finalist for Time Magazine's Kid of the Year award. These people and all the others I had the privilege of speaking to get me so pumped for the future. Through all the negative of this year, they have been my beacons of hope, and I hope that they were able to shine a little light on your days too. Their actions and innovations and drive to make positive change makes me confident that we are on the right path towards a healthier and more humane world. And season 2, coming to you in February 2021, will be no less exciting. But Forces for Nature isn't resting during this time. Be sure to join me on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on past guests, more good news, and more ways on how you too can become a force for nature. I hope you've learned as much from these individuals as I have. please hit me up on social media or via an email and let me know about any actions you've taken and changes you've made. I would love to give you a shout out. On that note, I wish you a happy and restful
holiday. Don't forget to go to forcesfornature.com and sign up to receive weekly show notes, action tips, and be included in monthly giveaways. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to go to your podcast platform and please rate and review it. And don't forget to subscribe to never miss a new one. Hit me up on Instagram and Facebook and let me know what actions you've been taking. Adopting just one habit can be a game changer because imagine if a billion people also adopted that. What difference for the world are you going to make today?